Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I doubt this complex top 30 list. There's a couple of issues. Nah, actually, it's a pretty good list. I just would change where guys are located on it. We're going to get into that with Wes Hall, a host of the Wizards pre- and post-game shows. But at first, we got to talk about the Wizards because, whoa, what a week. I mean, the NBA draft, they get a G-leaguer and Isaiah Todd. They get the best shooter in the draft as far as, you know, just percentages, and Corey Kispert, and they trade Russell Westbrook and bring in a bunch of other guys. So, Wes, what do you think of this week for the Washington Wizards?
First of all, Chris, thank you for having me on this beautiful Sunday morning. Mildly humid out here, but I'm walking back from Starbucks with Wifey because we wanted to talk to you. And here's how I feel about it. You ever been to a Magic show? You in the Magic?
Yeah, I've definitely been to one. I went to one in Vegas, and I was like, how did they do that?
Exactly. So I equate what Tommy Shepard just pulled off to the NBA's latest Magic show. Because while everybody was murmuring about what's going to happen to Brad, what's Brad going to do? Is he going to stay? He should go. Guess what Tommy's doing? Your sleight of hand trick ends up moving Russ, getting all those pieces back. Like you said, gets the best shooter and gets an absolute athlete. Athlete. And Isaiah, like, I'm dumb happy with this. This made my day, made my week, because there's juice in the street now. You know this is not over with, right? You know this team is ready to play some ball, and it's going to be fun to watch. So where I'm at on a scale of 1 to 10, give me a good 8.5. There's always room for improvement in my life, so I'll take 8.5 and go solid.
Yeah, I would say if there's anything I looked at and I go, okay, something else is up, point guard. Because Aaron Holiday, now here's what I would say. You know this team has struggled with the outside shot. I mean, you know, bottom third of the league the past like 4 or 5 years. You get a point guard who, you know, he'll hit 35 to 39% for you coming off the bench. If you start him, I don't like that, you know.
But right, no. I like Aaron as a backup for sure.
So what do you think the plan might be for getting a starting point guard?
Well, it's all about the price tag. There's some good names on the board. Problem is, a couple of them want too much money. Dennis Schroeder. You know, that's what it all comes down to. Obviously, we know CP, he's a free. There's a couple of the guys, and I'm sorry, I can't recall their names as of right now. But there's a market for it, but it's about the price tag. Here's why I say that. What have we learned over the past, I don't know, 20 years? You can be burned by overpaying people. So I'd rather get me a guy who wants to come in, take a reasonable amount of money, and then we're able to continue to fill out the rest of the team. Because when it comes to shooters, I'm happy as all get out. What do they say, happier than a pig in slop? About the fact that we got Corey, and we still have Davis on this roster. So imagine the two of them out there on the court together. If they're hitting on a good night, it's a wrap. So, yes, we got to get a starting point guard. I just don't want to break the bank to do it because we've been down that road before. Period.
I was looking at it and I go, okay, you got Kispert that takes pressure off Davis Bertans, but now I look at I look at the forwards and I go, okay, too many.
Got a lot of them.
Now, let's start with that because I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Let's go with the forwards and I go, do I consider KCP Beal's backup or a guy that would play the three? In a perfect world, if I'm trying to improve this team's defense, I'm starting KCP at the three. That's me, right? But then I go, Kyle Kuzma, he's at the I'm trying to prove myself stage of his career. He's not trying. You'd have to convince him to be coming off the bench, and he's going to come off the bench and try to get you 15 to 20 every night. I think that's a bad formula as far as him fitting in, if that's going to be the case. Then you got Denny coming back, who I've been high on. I think he has a lot to provide. So either you bench him or you bench Corey Kispert. I don't like either idea there. He got Rui. So I don't know if I left. Davis. Hello. You paid him ADM, so you got to play him. Like, what do you do with this?
You know what we do? We roll the ball out after summer league and we come into training camp. That's when the real dogfight begins. I'm not even going to make a declaration on who should get it because here's why. We can play that game and it's like a game of Jenga. By the time we get done with the conversation, the whole thing has fallen down and collapsed in on itself. I'm a fan of letting these guys fight it out for themselves, and here's why. Because Denny coming off an injury after his rookie season definitely wants to prove himself and continue to show people why he was taken where he was drafted. Rui taking a natural progression. This is going to be his first, quote-unquote, regular start of a regular season. Remember, the first year, his rookie year got cut short by COVID, followed by a sophomore year dealing in COVID. So here comes this season. But I like Kuzma with a chip on his shoulder. Pretty boy got sent out of L.A., and he's not happy about it. Now, he's mind you, he done tweeted and hopped on Instagram like, you know, I'm a Laker for life, which is cool. I'm not mad at that. I like that. I like a guy who's passionate about a team that showed him a lot of love. But if he's feeling some kind of way about it and wants to prove himself, earn that starting spot. Earn it. Be such a dog in camp where I'm like, dude, if you don't start Kuzma, we tripping. Like, we have to have him out there on the court. Same thing with KCP. I kind of like KCP in that second unit because we want to make sure we have some consistent scoring and defense in that second lineup. And you know this. Defense is the difference maker. Yeah, we can all score, but you eventually have to prevent the other team from putting the ball in the basket. And I like KCP's experience and his poise, and I want it in that second unit. We got to have it.
What I think is going to happen is during this free agent period, while everyone's trying to – teams are going to start to take shape. They're going to look at the Wizards and be like, oh, who can we have? And I think that three players, not naming anyone, I think three players that are currently on the roster will not be on the roster at the start of this season, and I think three of those players will be used to get a starting point guard.
And I am not mad at that. That's why I talk about the Houdini Act, because now you have things that are valuable assets that people want to poach from you, and that's a great seed to be in. Are we expecting, let's be honest here now, were we expecting this team this season to come in and automatically be number one in the East, number one in the league? No. Would we like to be? Sure, that's aspirational. But rationally speaking, we weren't expecting that. So, yeah, you get some valuable pieces, and now you can flip them and get that point guard. Now you've cleared up some cap space. Maybe you can, you know, lean into paying somebody closer to what they want without overpaying. I'm all for that. What I love the most about this whole thing, Chris, is the fact that what you just said, we have things that people want. They're looking. They're knocking. It's like having a dope luxury apartment on the ground level of a dope condo complex, right? You might have a window crack, and people, as they walk down the street, they just start looking in like, ooh, that's nice. I might like that. So we're in a good situation right now. I'm happy. And it may be the fact that I've got a chai latte. This latte maybe is blended. Blended. Yeah, she told me it's blended. I don't know what I just drank it too. She orders it. You know the deal.
Yeah, I don't know. So, okay, we went over the forwards.
Why don't you know?
Look, I drink the blonde espresso, man. That's what I roll with.
Okay. The blonde espresso. I mean, but this blended chai wins, bro.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but it sounds provocative.
It is, though, but it's so basic. Get the blended chai, bro. This is life right here. Like, everybody loves chai.
I hear the California
with
in your
almond
voice.
Milk.
I hear the California in your voice. That's what I'm hearing right now.
Just make sure you get it with almond milk, so that way you know exactly which part of California you're from.
Yeah, definitely. What is that, Orange County? You're picking.
Oh, my God. No, I'm north of that place. That would be Southern California. That would be Los Angeles proper, sir. We will not do the Anaheim of Los Angeles. I don't play that game.
You know, when I went out to L.A., I was like, where am I going? I didn't know. I was so confused. Like, it was confusing for me.
I got to get you out. We got to hit the town together, man. But see, you married with kids, bro. Like, you got a good life going right now.
You're on the way. Don't you worry. I know she can hear me right now. You're on the way. Don't you worry.
Yes, I am. She's looking at me with that look that you noticed.
All right, so how about this? The Wizards bigs. All right, so
yeah.
During the NBA draft, I had the opportunity to host a show with Brian Shaw, the head coach.
Well played, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. So he he coached Isaiah Todd. And this is before the Wizards drafted him. This is what's so crazy about it. We were talking about Jalen Green. We were talking about Jonathan Kuminga and what he likes about them. And he's like, you know what I had to do with some of my other young guys? They struggled out of the gate to get their numbers. They struggled to provide, you know, find opportunities to get within it. And he's like, you know, it's crazy for these guys going to the league. It's like they're going to be veterans. Because with Isaiah, he couldn't score with Jalen because Jalen is a young guy looking for his scoring. And Jonathan is an alpha, too, looking for his scoring. And Isaiah is a guy that needs a point guard, a veteran, to find him. And he's like, so he put him with the second unit with Jared Jack, and he's given him, you know, 18 points off the bench a game. So while it looks like he scored 13 a game by his stats, he's like, go look at it. From, you know, the latter part of the season, he was getting 18 a night from him. And I think the Wizards hit a home run with that. Gafford was a home run. Thomas Bryant was a home run. And now they got, like, that third guy they can throw in there. And they have Trez, too, who's the veteran in that group.
Look, you better start calling this Tommy Shepard Houdini. I keep trying to tell you, man, this man's pulling magic tricks over here while we're over here complaining about little peedly insignificant stuff. This dude stole who I consider like the Chris Bosh of this situation. His game Isaiah Todd's game reminds me so much of Chris Bosh. It's ridiculous. First of all, tall as all get out, can work in a mid-range game, actually can knock down a three, aggressive, bouncy, knows his place in transition. I can go on all day about this kid. When I saw his name pop up, it's like, oh, we got him. Got to be quicker than that. Got him. Like, Tommy Shepard, Jedi master trick this entire draft situation. The whole day was nothing but smiles on my face. I love what this kid brings to the team and the fact that, like you said, he understands what he needs. And see, the Wizards like to run. This is a young team. They're going to run in transition, first unit, second unit, or even, you know, specialty lineup. He knows where to be on the court. Go back and look at his highlights, man. You watch this stuff like I do. Go back and look at him in transition, and he is always in the right position in the right place on the court. I've rarely saw him out of position, and I love the fact that Bishaw told you he's malleable. He's coachable. That's a good pickup. Well done. Cup in the air to Thomas Shepard for that.
All right, so as promised, we're going to get to the Complex magazine, put out the top 30 players of all time, because the NBA is going to release 75 at 75.
Got to do that.
So here's the deal. I'm going to point out some that, I mean, this is just kind of obvious, even though I would flip-flop this. It's Kareem 3, LeBron 2, Jordan 1. Everyone has that conversation all the time. You and I have had that conversation.
Yes, we have.
Here's an interesting one. Magic 4th, Kobe 5th, Shaq 6th. Is that order correct?
Magic 4th, Kobe 5th, Shaq 6th. Oh, man. Okay. Here's before. Yes, that does make sense to me. It does make sense. Here's my question, though. And I know the answer to it, but I'm still going to ask it. Where is the caveat for some of the older players in the league?
Oh, that's where I was like, going next. No, that's
like, where's Bill? Where's Elgin? That's, you know what I'm saying?
So here's the crazy part. I think that you take Kobe out of there and you go Magic 4. I'm fine with that. I've always said the top 10, you can move around and you can make an argument. I'm good. But I would go like Bill Russell and Wilt 5-6.
Thank you.
Shaq, Kobe, you know, 7-8, Larry Bird, not. So Larry Bird is ahead of Wilt and Bill Russell, and I'm like, no. Larry Bird, Larry Bird's 3 years, for 3 years, yes. His career, excellent, impeccable, top 10 player all time.
But his contribution to the game is worth it, but as far as you talking about just on-court performance, The player,
With Larry Bird, I think there's a discussion. Larry Bird and Tim Duncan are in Shaq. Like, they're all in the same sentence to me. Like, I'm like, all right, that's kind of weird. All right, so we're good on that. Hakeem, 12. Oscar Robertson, 11. And then this is the one I wholeheartedly disagreed with.
Ooh.
Kevin Durant at 13th.
Hold on. Oh, boy. What?
So
who do we have at 14th? Just so I have a frame of reference on both sides.
Kevin Durant.
What?
And then Steph Curry. So this is where the list lost me, because I'm like, all right, let's see where other guys are. So, like, I think Barkley at 16, I'm fine with that. Dirk, to me, you flip-flop Dirk and Kevin Garnett, period.
Yeah, like, I like KG, and I know, you know, I ain't trying to get yelled at, but, man, yeah, you got to move Dirk up, bro.
So here's the thing that's crazy. Our producer asked me this question. Giannis is listed at 26th, right? And
too
he
soon.
Goes, before he saw the list, he's like, hey, Sean is the producer. He goes, hey, Chris, you think Giannis is past KG? Before I saw this list, I was like, absolutely. I mean, look at the career accolades. When it was as if KG won in Minnesota and was a two-time MVP, a finals MVP, a defensive player of the year, most improved player, like, really look at it.
Yeah.
I'm like, if Giannis retired today, I think his career surpasses Kevin Garnett.
I think it surpasses it on the hardware side of it. But
yeah.
Yeah, I almost look at it like
On the numbers.
On the numbers side of it too. But think about it like this. Think about Kevin Garnett being the John the Baptist to Giannis's Jesus. No sacrilege. You know what I'm saying? As far as a predecessor to him, announcing the one coming behind him. So Giannis and KG both built the same way. Tall as all get out. Lanky as all get out. The only difference is one jumped in the gym and finally put some weight on him. That being Giannis. But when you look at their games, it's pretty much the same thing, minus the fact that Giannis spends 3 hours at the free throw line.
Hey.
What?
He 17 for 19, 50 points to close out the finals.
Yeah, because he finally shot the shot. Like,
all day,
I got my PhD last week waiting on him.
B. Mitch still hasn't talked to me since the finals.
He's still like,
did I tell you what he did? Look,
no.
You tell me how you feel about this, all right? This is the last thing, then you got to go. So he and I made the Suns jumped out to the lead in the finals, right? And I was like, yeah, the longer, and you know how you talk to someone logically and they hit you with that football voice.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about. Suns going to win, right?
Especially from his generation. I love B. Mitch to death. Shout out to Brian Mitchell. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know, the longer this series goes, B. Mitch, I like the Bucks because they have the better athletes. Drew and Giannis. And Giannis is going to get healthier as the series progresses. So I like the Bucks. Oh, you want to make a bet? I'm like, okay, what's the bet? He's like, bet game five, bet the series. I was like, well, I think the Suns have the advantage in game five, so I'm going to leave that alone. But I think even if they lose game five, the Bucks are going to win the series. Well, as you know, the Bucks won 4 in a row. They're only the third team to be down 0-2 in the finals to win 4 straight, right? So the bet was Bonchan. So here's the question for you.
Oh, that's a good move, by the way.
Yeah, well, it was good for everybody else. He ordered Bonchan for everybody on a day I wasn't here. Oh, you laugh.
So wrong. It's so dirty.
If I could beat him in a fight, I would whip his butt,
but I can't beat him.
I feel like I got Omar'd from The Wire.
You know what you need to do? You need to do the same. You need to order that same Bonchan order and charge it to B. Mitch on a day that he's there at work, with food or not. I don't care.
You like, trying to get me shot.
Right. I ain't trying to get you shot. I'm just saying we playing petty. First of all, look, you and I are both his junior by a considerable amount of years. He's going to have to get on one of those expensive bikes that he owns to catch us. We can pull this off, bro. We can get to safety before he gets to the bike. I'm just saying. I believe in you. Do you believe in you?
No, because if
I've been working out,
it's a wrap.
Yeah, but we ain't going to let him get that close. I'm saying we can tag team this, man. Old wrestling style. Off the top rope, baby, me and you.
Hey, here's
I'll protect
deal.
You.
I am out of time before the show goes off the rails, but I had to throw
it's
that
already
in there. Had to throw that in there to finalize this list for you. Kawhi Leonard at 27, Giannis at 26, Dwayne Wade at 25. I think Giannis has passed Wade. Scottie Pippen at 24. I'm going to respect the championships. Elgin Baylor at 22. Dr. J at 20. I'm a little put off by that because I count his ABA career, but if you just do NBA career, I'm fine with that. Jerry West at 18. Jerry West, I still think is ahead of KG. I'm giving Steph his love there, but, like, I think KG needs to be in the Jerry West area, like 18.
Yeah, you got to move from down there, and a lot of people don't recall how good Jerry West was. I mean, you go back to the times, and, you know, Lenny Wilkins and all those boys are like, yo, this dude was legit. Like, a lot of people think it was an accidental reason he's the logo. No, Jerry West was dope, bro. So you have to show him respect, so I agree with you on that. But I will say this, and then I know we got to jump off. After the 50-50 list, you and I saw that in real time. So now are they going to do 75 and 75? I would love to see a comparative analysis of these new 25 that are going to be on there, put them in their own consideration, you know, nominating bracket, and then we slide them into that 75. Because looking at the 30, top 30, I'm like, dude, there's way too many people that are kind of prematurely on there. And if we had a good 2 or 3 hour show, we could argue this down to the minutiae of it.
How about this? Kevin Durant's 13th on the list. Where do you think he is on the NBA's all-time scoring list, just off the top of your head?
Oh, Kevin Durant, all-time scoring?
NBA history.
NBA history, if they've got him ranked 13th on there. KD's not top 10 yet. I want to say he might be around in the exact same spot.
Sean, would you enlighten our guy here? Because I think you need to hear this, and I think most people don't know this.
Where is he at?
26 right now.
Name some of the names in front of him.
We got Allen Iverson at 25, Ray Allen at 24.
Some of the older guys.
Oh, like Reggie Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Alex.
Yeah.
Alex English, bro.
Alex English?
Keep going.
John Havlicek.
Yeah. This is
got to have Havlicek.
Elvin Hayes.
These are people with more points than.
That's Kevin what I'm Ray. Saying, bro.
Kevin Garnett.
All right.
KG, hold on.
Right, we do have. We're about 15 minutes past. Look, man, I'm gonna have you back on Thursday, and I'm gonna keep
Let's
this list, and I want you to look at the list, and we're gonna continue to discuss this because
I'll do my homework on it, and I'll be ready. But thank you for having me on, bro. I really appreciate it.
Thursday, we're gonna get after it, and also Wizards Summer League roster. I want to talk to you about that on Thursday when I have you back on. That's Wes Hall joining us from the BetQL guest line. You know, the problem when I have Wes on is that we go way over on time, and I kind of look and I'm like, the show is called Overtime. I should be able to go over on time. Yeah. Well, anyway, I have to take a break. I think we're going to make this a long break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here. For the Dodgers, they look at it as, we have a championship window. Our team is ready to compete for that again. Have some issues with Clayton Kershaw. Josiah Gray, cool, good. We can get an ace in here. Let's do it. Let's get a World Series champion. Let's get a 37-year-old pitching like he's 25. For the Nats, time to rebuild, retool, recash up. Some interesting notes since the end of that last segment as far as the Nats are concerned. Again, they play at 105 today against the Cubs. Lost yesterday, 6-3, I believe, was the final. And finished the month of July 8-18. Worst record in a single month since June of 2010 when they were 8-19. It's the same month that Steven Strasburg made his debut for the Nats. And I think it's poetic in this sense. When Strasburg made his debut, it was the dawn of a new era. You looked at it as Strasburg, Bryce Harper. I don't know if I don't feel like and Rendon had that fanfare, but the next year he came in and it was like Strasburg, Harper, Rendon, this is the team. This is what we're going to be in the future. And I think the first 3 to 4 years, you were kind of playing with house money and you're like, oh, let's go get Jason Worth. Let's like get guys around them. And you're trying to figure it out. That's where we are now. Juan Soto is that guy. And again, I'm going to bring this up probably 100 times. The guy that called in yesterday, well, if you're going to destroy it, then you got to get rid of Juan Soto too. No, you keep your superstar and you rebuild from him. So we're going to get a glimpse of these guys. Update on Josiah Gray will start Monday versus the Phillies. And Kybert Ruiz, the top catching prospect, will start catching in Rochester. I imagine within the next few weeks we'll see him. I think it's just a formality. Get him acclimated, get him ready. He's had, I believe, 15 at-bats with the Dodgers, 2 home runs. So he's shown he can hit major league pitching. This is a bat as a catcher should be a middle-of-the-lineup guy. So Soto is not going to have any protection for the rest of the season. That's whatever. But going forward, maybe Ruiz is that guy. Maybe there's someone else. Also, we get an opportunity to look at Victor Robles as a leadoff guy. I don't know if that's the silver lining that everybody's looking for, but the rest of the season, you get to evaluate, okay, we know defensively he's great. I don't know if we want to say elite, but he's great. Is he the future in center field? Do you know you have a guy that you could put in the top, you know, one of the top five spots in the order? Like, whether it's fifth or second, like, what do you do with Robles? Because Trey Turner occupied one of those spots. Like, he was amazing. And the leadoff spot is still something that the Nats have battled with. So I think they kind of look at it like, all right, we got 3-4 in some order or 4-5 in some order with Soto and hopefully Ruiz in the future. What's up with the rest of the lineup? It's a few months to try to figure that out. Anyway, we have to take another break at the top of the hour. We're going to continue to break down these Nats and what it means. Also, the Wizards had a blockbuster trade and have 2 rookies coming in. We'll touch base on them as well. Chris Miles here with you on Overtime. It was great to hear from Wes Hall earlier and him, how giddy he is about the Wizards. I think they had an excellent draft, especially when you look at how much they're going to pay these rookies to come in and contribute. He seems to really love the Russell Westbrook trade. I don't know if I feel that way about it. I got to see what they do with these next moves. Great to have Olivia Garvey on. Her first Washington football team training camp. She seemed like she had a good time. Landon Collins, the standout player so far. And, you know, you read all the reports, you see what's happening at training camp, and you just imagine that the defense is going to be even better. That's what it seems like. It really does seem like that the defense was really good, and now they're adding a guy who played at an all-pro level, a Pro Bowl level in Landon Collins. Like, they're getting him back. And think about that for a second. Like, the defense was already great. It's like, imagine signing an $80 million player in the offseason. That's what it sounds like they just got back in Landon Collins. And, of course, he didn't look like that before the injury. Like, he just kind of looked out of place a little bit. And then the Achilles injury, you're like, okay, well, moving on from him, how good is his team? No, he's back. You just added that to the mix. And all the reports sound like he is just absolutely phenomenal, which is good to hear. Final Nats notes before we get out of here. They play at 105 against the Cubs. Of course, Nats on deck coming up after this. Victor Robles has been leading off. I'm going to keep an eye out on that. I want to see how he produces. Juan Soto, don't look at the numbers at the end of the season except on-base percentage. I think it's going to be really interesting to see if he just has patience at the plate the rest of the year. We know he's an incredible player. Will he get frustrated with pitchers just like anybody but you? It's like, it's kind of like, imagine if you watched an NBA player get double or triple teamed. Or like Terry, you know what? Great point. Terry McLaurin last year. When it was like, well, we're not going to let Terry McLaurin beat us. Double teamed, going into like help coverage on the top side of it with quarterbacks that can't throw 10 yards down the field. Like, that's going to be Juan Soto in the batter's box. Pitchers are going to be like, you know what? No one else is going to beat me. We're not going to let, just walk them, whatever. No speed on a base path for them, so just walk them. Another note for the Nats, these new players that we're trying to get acclimated to, I think we have timelines and when we're going to see them. For instance, Keibert Ruiz, the top catching prospect, will start catching in Rochester. It's August 1st. My over-under, August 15th, he's going to be here. I might even go August 7th. Like, how long can they go without seeing him? So I think within a week or two, we're going to see the Nats' top prospect in the majors. Josiah Gray, he's going to start on Monday versus the Phillies. So think about that right now. Yeah, you lose Scherzer, but now you get to see what the future has to hold. Kay Cavalli as well. I don't know. I think there's something specific where he's not pitching in high enough competition where he's probably not going to make it up. But between Kay Cavalli and Josiah Gray, it's like the game of probability. One of those two guys is going to work out. If both do, then that's the future of your pitching staff. You know what I mean? Like, we look at, oh, well, what do we get out of this trade? Well, you paid Steven Strasburg like he's your ace. Right? So you hope, which I don't think any signs point to this, you hope that he's going to have like a 5 or 6 year run like Scherzer just had. But let's temper expectations. Let's hope that it's a 5 or 6 year run of just being healthy. And he's your number one starter. Then you got Josiah Gray, maybe Kay Cavalli, as guys you can trust 2, 3, 4, I don't know, Joe Ross, or like all these other guys, you're like, hey, okay, we got a pitching rotation that we can trust. And in the offseason, you can go sign a pitcher. You can go get a third baseman because Carter Kieboom ain't it at third. Hey, he ain't it. And something that was a bit overlooked, one of your top 100 prospects now is also a shortstop. And, like, go back in history, Trey Turner, when they got him, I feel like, I don't remember what deal it was. It was for a veteran. And it was like, who, this shortstop prospect? And look what he turned out to be. So hold your horses. Not saying one of these guys are going to be Juan Soto, but what if they are? Because really, think about that. What if you get another star in this group? If in a year and a half or 2 years from now, you're like, man, Ruiz is the guy. Yeah, if you say Ruiz is the guy, he's an all-star, then I think you feel good about the move. Remember, you know, Scherzer, 37 years old. Anyway, I'm done babbling about the Nats and the Wizards and the Washington football team. Hope you enjoyed the show yesterday. Hope you enjoyed it today. I'm Chris Miles. I'll be back here on Thursday, 8 to 11. I'm going to have Wes Hall back on because we went over, like, our top 30 players in NBA history on that list, and that guy was like, we got to talk some more. So I'll see you guys then. It's been fun.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.